The Price of Theft, Exodus 22:1.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
If a man steals an ox or a sheep, and kills it or sells it, he shall pay 5 oxen for an ox, and 4 sheep for a sheep. How does a government discourage stealing? Most people realize that stealing is wrong. That, in itself, is an interesting topic. You might also consider the question, why is it that most people realize that stealing is wrong if we are just the products of a mindless universe? The Bible has an answer for that too, but in regard to stealing, God has given us instructions in this verse for how to make it less desirable to just take something that belongs to your neighbor because you want to. God's ideas for government actually provide structures that counteract the evils of human nature. God knows that we seek our own happiness, but He also knows that if doing something completely removes hope of happiness, that at least some people will avoid doing that thing. The topic here is theft. God didn't say, a sheep for a sheep and an ox for an ox. Instead, He said, 4 sheep for a sheep and 5 oxen for an ox. In other words, if you steal someone's welfare, you are required to pay at least 4 times back when you are judged for it. If someone were to steal your cell phone, when that person is caught, God expects a righteous government to require that he pay back the equivalent of 4 cell phones. You might not mind having someone steal your cell phone under these conditions. Chances are pretty good that at least someone will get caught. It's a lot easier than locking your car, that's for sure. You could just wait until someone is caught and it will pay you for up to 4 thefts. It is also a serious reason to stop any kind of theft. It isn't worth the cost. The Bible talks even more about this idea later. Isn't it amazing how God's simple rules for government can have such a powerful effect on a culture?
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.